Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
When I was in my 20s, I lived in a very funky, fun town with health food stores on every corner. And there was this great place I used to go to. And I can't believe I'm forgetting the name, Andrea, but they had hot tubs and saunas. And I think it's been about 20 years since I've been in one. So it's about time. How about you? Do you ever go in saunas?
You know, it's so funny you should ask. My dad was a true believer in saunas. And growing up, we always had one in our house. So, you know, he would take one on a regular basis. He was well ahead of his time. And he would take one on a regular basis. And then from time to time, we would go in. And as we became, you know, teenagers and young adults, we would use it quite often. So I'm a big fan of saunas myself.
Oh, cool. Well, it's time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. And today, Dr. Ginger is going to be talking about infrared saunas and why they are so good for us. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Well, good morning. I can't wait to talk about saunas because I love my sauna, and I've gotten so many health benefits from it and seen so many health benefits from infrared saunas out in healing centers that I can't wait to tell you more about it.
Well, what is it about infrared saunas? Because to be honest, I'm not sure 20 years ago if I was in a regular sauna or an infrared sauna. What is the difference?
You were probably in a regular sauna. Well, a regular sauna is the kind with the rocks, and you throw the heat on it, and it heats the air. And then you get in it, and it's like thick air, and you're lucky if you can stand there 5 minutes, and you know you're like gagging and dying. Well, infrared
sauna. That's what we had.
Yeah, and you know, and those had benefits, but you know, the infrared technology is really neat because it actually the infrared wavelength. It's kind of like it's part of that spectrum like the sun, and that infrared wavelength that warms comes and it warms your body and not the air around you. So the air in a sauna, if you have the door closed, and you do not have to have the door closed, you can actually have it open if it's still too hot for you, but the air in the sauna does not heat up like the regular sauna. The infrared sauna heats your body. And that's where you get, you know, it penetrates the skin and it starts warming up your core body temperature. And that's when you start getting all of the effects. So, and you get them pretty quickly. So that's kind of the difference.
So could you tell us what some of those effects are?
Well, it starts penetrating your skin and then it starts warming up the core temperature of your body. And then it stimulates your cardiovascular system, your lymphatic system, your immune system. You can actually start burning calories just sitting in there, and that's just a good side effect. That shouldn't be the goal. It starts detoxifying. You know, whenever you sweat, even if you sweat just from exercise, you are detoxifying your body because your skin is your body's biggest eliminative organ. Well, when you sit in the infrared sauna, it's like, you know, and I make this real simple, but it's like the infrared wavelengths are vibrating your body's cells, and they just start pouring off sweat and pouring off toxins. And I know the firefighters from 9/11, there was a group of them that went in and sat in infrared saunas for like 30 minutes, an hour or more a day, and they would come out with like gunk all over their skin from all of the things that their skin was putting off from what they inhaled and what they had going on in their bodies when 9/11 hit. And actually, today's the anniversary, so it's interesting we're talking about that. But the detox effects of an infrared sauna are just amazing. And it's also great for joint pain, you know, chronic muscle pain, even heart issues. Many, many healing centers have them, and that's actually how I ran upon them when I was teaching. I teach at Hippocrates Health Institute during their health educator program, and they have infrared saunas in every room. So when I stay over there, there's a sauna in the room, so I got to experience it while I was teaching there and just decided I wanted one at home and loved the Clear Light Infrared Sauna by SaunaWorks is what I have, and I absolutely loved it so much. And I talked with the company, and I did a little video, educational video on it that's on YouTube that you can check out. But I can't say enough about infrared saunas in terms of detoxing.
Well, they sound incredible. So you were saying that for somebody who maybe can't afford a sauna in their home, an infrared sauna, there are places around the country? Do you just Google infrared saunas, or how do you figure this out?
Yeah, you would probably, I know a lot of gyms are starting to get them. A lot of spas have them. Various healing centers have them as well. They're not as expensive as you might think, at least the one-person saunas. So you can certainly look into getting the one at your house. And the one that I have is really great because it literally snaps together. You do need two people to put it together because you have to hold the sides. But it's really simple and really easy. And you can also convert, if you have the regular type of sauna and you're ready to kind of step up into the infrared, you can convert your regular sauna into an infrared sauna. You can just talk to the company and, you know, work out how that's done. But there's lots of different ways that you can get your infrared.
So, Dr. Ginger, how often should somebody use an infrared sauna? Is it safe to use it every day? Is it something you should do once a week? I'm just curious.
Well, I suppose there are different protocols depending on what's kind of going on health challenge-wise. I try to get in mine every day, but I'm not able to every single day. And I do anywhere, depending on what kind of time I have, 15 minutes to 30 minutes. And like I said, if the heat is too much of an issue for you, and it doesn't get as hot in an infrared as a regular sauna, but you can actually open the door and still get the effects because the infrared waves are hitting your body and they're not worried about the air. You know what I mean? So you can open the door. I bring a bottle of water in there with me and some reading material, and I just sit there and just detox. But you can...
You just...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, you can... I mean, I try to do it every day or as much as I possibly can, but three times a week, you know, if you have one at your house, three times a week would be great. If not, you can go in and at a healing center and do it, you know, once a week or once a month just to try to start to get the effects.
Now, you alluded to this before, you know, a minute ago when you were saying how you bring a bottle of water into the sauna with you. So should somebody, if they're going to be doing this as a regular practice, should they be drinking extra water? Are there any supplements should be taking? Something that, does it kind of take anything out of our body that we need to replenish afterwards?
Well, I eat a lot of sea vegetables like dulse and kelp, which are high in natural sodium. And so I always, you know, every day I have one of those, dulse or kelp or nori or one of those. So I always am replacing that through my diet or through my green juice. I put the dulse, nori, or kelp flakes in my green juice. But yes, you definitely want to consume more water and make sure your water bottle that you bring in with you is not like the regular store-bought kind that all the chemicals can leach when it starts to heat. You want to be aware of that. Either bring a glass bottle or a BPA-free bottle or something along those lines in. But yes, definitely drink water. I probably drink about 3 cups at least throughout while I'm sitting there.
Now, I'm guessing that this is really good for your complexion.
Oh, yes. It makes your skin glow. If you're green juicing and doing a lot of raw food and doing your yoga and exercising and doing infrared sauna, you're hitting all the buttons there.
Would this be good for teenagers and people of all ages? Because I know I'm just thinking as you're talking about complexion, Lisa, is, you know, there are a lot of teenagers or even adults out there who suffer from acne. And I'm wondering that, you know, if this is helping them, they can help them clean their liver, their organs, but also with their complexion. Would you recommend that to them, Dr. Ginger?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And, you know, but at the same time, you have to be working on their diet, too, because the reason they're having those problems probably what they're putting into their body. So we'd like to kind of clean up on that side and then you utilize the infrared sauna to detox and really cleanse, you know, on a deeper level from the outside.
Well, it just sounds incredible. And, you know, I've always hated being super hot, so I never really liked the regular saunas. And so this does sound nicer that it is cooler. So for people who are more sensitive, how many minutes are you usually in there before you start sweating? Now, everybody's different, but you know what? It seems like with the regular sauna, you're in there for like a second and you're like drenched. But does it take a little more time?
Well, I bring a towel in there and sit it down on the bench. And then mine came with like a little backrest. So then I have like a little pillow I put, you know, behind my back, and I sit there and I read, and probably within five, 6 or 7 minutes, the sweat starts to pour. And then when you're in there 10 to 15 minutes, it's like, okay, how long have I been in here? Because it really does start to pour. So I might open the door, you know, like 5 or 6 inches, let some cooler air come in, drink some water, you know, and then close the door and sit in there, you know, for whatever my target goal time is for that day. But one of the other things you need to look for when looking at infrared saunas is you want no EMF technology or a very low EMF technology, because a lot of those ceramic heaters and carbon heaters put off a lot of EMFs. And so that's why I like this one, because it doesn't have that.
Well, that's some great advice, Dr. Ginger. And I also like it because it helps you meditate. But we're out of time for today. Thank you for being on the show, Dr. Ginger, as always. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.